Going on right now up in Hillsboro at the Thomas Stevens Gallery downtown is a really cool exhibition of photographs and paintings. It's called Different Heavens. It's ongoing right now. It runs through August 22nd. You can check it out anytime between now and then at the gallery. But coming up this Thursday, August 5th, there's going to be an artist reception from 5 to 7 p.m. where you can meet and talk to both of the amazing artists that are involved in this. They both happen to be joining us here in the studio now to talk about it. C.A.S. Danfar is the photographer, and Tom Stevens himself is the painter. The exhibition is called Different Heavens, and I'm excited to talk about it because it's amazing art, and it's a really cool story as well. So, Sia, Tom, thank you both so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Thanks for having us. Good morning.
Good morning.
And see, I'm going to start with you because this is a product of a really significant and cool trip that you found yourself taking in the second half of 2020, like right in the middle of the pandemic. You were in Iran and had a chance to just experience so many great things and take some really terrific photos. So tell us about how it all came about.
Well, the trip was, of course, postponed because the entire world was postponed last year. And when it came about, late August, I finally managed to get back to the Middle East. I'd intended on going much earlier in the year. And my goal was to hit a few historic sites that I had already planned on seeing that I hadn't visited before. Persepolis, Pasar Gad, places that are 2,500, 3,000 years old, that many people know about, and kind of have a take on those through my lens, through my viewpoint. However, the journey had a few surprises in store for me that I had not anticipated before I arrived. And those ended up taking me to a few places where I explored the traditional ways and the workdays of various ethnic groups or nomadic tribes throughout Iranian provinces. Of note were three of them, which are going to be displayed in this exhibition. One of them was the wonderful saffron harvest near the borders of Turkmenistan. The second was traditional fishing methods in the Caspian Sea in Mazandaran province. And the third was fabric silk weaving methods in the underground workshops in the desert city of Kashan. So in essence, it was a kind of like a one-man National Geographic tour, and I was just baffled by how much beauty I was surrounded by and how privy I was to these wonderful experiences when the entire world was on lockdown and in the throes of this pandemic.
Yeah, and this is, I mean, not only something that not a whole lot of people ever get to see, but, I mean, we were talking about this before. You're seeing this right in the middle of COVID, so you're the only one, really, who was able to document this.
Pretty much. It kind of dawned on me when I was photographing the saffron harvest in particular that, you know, there's 8 billion people in the world. 90% of the world's saffron comes from Iran. 50% of that came from the region I was in, and I was the only photographer there for 2 weeks. So, whether the images are good or bad, they're 1 out of 8 billion right now.
What were your favorite experiences?
My favorite experiences, again, not to keep repeating myself, but the saffron, for the simple fact that I hadn't realized how much work went into making a couple grams of this, 75,000 flowers, give or take, for a pound of this wonderful spice. And then the fishermen who invited me onto their boats, tossing and turning in the squalls in the Caspian, you know, when I'm hanging off for dear life and trying to snapshots of them reeling these nets in by hand. And that cycle happens 24 hours a day, day or night. Most of my photos were taken in the daytime because, you know, it's conducive to better images. But 24 hours a day, it doesn't matter what the weather's like, these guys go out there. There are some other experiences, too, that I'll address possibly in future exhibitions, but I was on camel caravans in the middle of the desert, hiking around volcanoes. I mean, Iran is a country, it's a treasure trove of stories and a tapestry of wonderful cultures that have intertwined for millennia. And it is, to say, a little bit behind the veil, you know, not as known as more tourist places like, say, Petra in Jordan or the pyramids in Egypt. So I'm blessed to be able to have these experiences.
Yeah, and you're from there. Your whole family is there,
right?
I am from there.
I am from there. As we had spoken in our last interview in 2019, my first trip back since I was a child was in 2017, which was a catalyst for what I'm doing right now.
And speaking with C.A.S. Danfar, so how did it come about? You go there to go to Persepolis, and then you wind up fishing on the Caspian Sea.
You know,
like, that's got to be Yeah.
When I was in Persepolis, when the saffron harvest happens, the flowers come up for a period of 2 weeks. So sometime in the fall, the fields turn purple. Mm-hmm. And those flowers have to be picked every day. It's like magic. These workers go out there, they pick the flowers every night, every day. And then that night when, you know, you go to sleep, you wake up at dawn and the entire field is purple again. And if you don't pick the flowers the day that they come up, they're no good. So you have to hit it when it happens. I was 1,000 miles away from where the saffron harvest happens. Mm-hmm. I'm in Persepolis and I get a phone call from my contact in these villages, 150 miles from the closest city, saying, hey, what are you doing? I said, well, you know, I'm in the south of Iran. And he's like, well, you need to be here. I said, well, I thought you were going to call me when the harvest starts. He goes, yeah, it started 2 days ago.
Oh, man.
So I have to find like a scramble, you know, again, in the middle of COVID, in the Middle Eastern country, in the throes of this pandemic, you know, find buses and planes and trains and whatever it takes to get me to this village. So things kind of fell into place for me. I'm fortunate beyond belief.
Oh, it's a great experience, and the photographs from it are terrific. We're speaking with Siya Yazdanfar. The exhibition is called Different Heavens. It runs now through August 22nd at the Thomas Stevens Gallery, thomasstevens.com, for more on the gallery. Artist reception coming up this Thursday, August 5th from 5 to 7 p.m. And we mentioned at the top that this is an exhibition of photographs and also paintings. Tom Stevens is the painter and also here as well. So tell us about how the exhibition came about in your role.
Well, sure, Aaron. And you're listening to these incredible travels from Siya, who is also a neighbor and a friend hanging out in Hillsboro. And I think, you know, it's an adventure for me to come down to Chapel Hill to the studio sometimes. So here's this guy with these amazing travels close to home. But Sia's pointed out some commonalities that we have of our artwork. And so both of us are working in two dimensions. C is working in photographs. I work in paintings. Mm-hmm. And the subject matter is, in many places, from his homeland, places that are near and dear to his heart, capturing that in a two-dimensional, very colorful photograph. C has pointed out my paintings cover some of those same patterns. And they're the gardens of Hillsboro. They're the places of Hillsboro. They're the trees and the artifacts that you find, like the Okanichi Village. And so we thought about, you know, well, we had a very successful show in 2019 at the gallery when Siya was there previously, before this particular trip. And we wanted to come together to do a show, and we thought about, let's do it combined. You know, we're working maybe under different skies, under different places, but there's some things of capturing places that are important to us that we want to present and present those together, and let's look at the commonalities and what can we learn from this?
Different and similar heavens.
Different and similar, yes.
Yeah. Are these going to be new paintings? Or
some will be new paintings. Some of them will be some other paintings that have been around, but yes, I have some new ones I'm expecting to finish up this week. particularly some of the floral patterns and some of the that talk about the gardens. And of course, so he has these. I've seen some of the photographs that he has of the saffron harvest, and they're just absolutely amazing. So it's really an honor to have him at the gallery. The gallery's been newly renovated. I've got my studio there. It's a very wonderful place, open by appointment just about 7 days a week if you can catch me. And then we have pop-up hours, and then the artist reception, again, that's on the 5th. And it's always great to come and listen to Siya just talk about his stories, as you can tell. He can go on and on about them, and it's just wonderful to listen to.
And both of you have talked about just the paintings and the photographs as being sort of home and of the land and of the people interacting with the land. What other kind of themes or meanings come out of this work?
You know, to the Tom's point, when we were kind of kicking around the idea of how we could tie everything together, you know, let's say if Tom was a painter who was, I don't know, painting domes of mosques and I was taking photographs of him, it would be much easier to title that show, you know. We work in different mediums, but where was the commonality? And again, as he was mentioning, you know, I would read about a concept called Different Heavens, but it was in reference to how in mankind, you know, we two different men might have a different idea of what paradise is, you know. But when we kind of came across this concept, for me, it was like a eureka moment. I thought, well, you know, I'm taking a photo of what I find, paradise in my own backyard, and Tom, in a way, is painting the paradise that he's finding in his own backyard. And it just made sense. And from then, it just blossomed into what we're doing now with this concept. And also, it shouldn't go without saying that my start in this part of my journey, I wasn't, you know, I've been a professional photographer for a handful of years. And as I said, I'm very fortunate that I'm surrounded by people much more talented and much more savvy than I am. Tom being one of the primary drivers of my work, he gave me my first opportunity for an exhibition when I had no experience in the United States, and that was a show that I did with Tom. So when I came back from the second set of voyages in Iran, I was gone for a year and a half the first time, this time for half a year. There really wasn't any other question that if we were able to, with the health protocols and with the state of the world and us getting back to, I'd say, this new normal, you know, there was no other place in mind for me than Tom's Gallery. And for any of our listeners who have been there, because I know thousands of them have passed through those wonderful doors, it is about twice the size that it was before. It has a wonderful open-air upstairs studio, and I'm frankly so excited about this show. I mean, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, the show is called Different Heavens. Again, runs now through August 22nd at the Thomas Stevens Gallery right downtown Hillsborough. Should mention support for this from the Hillsborough Arts Council and the Orange County Arts Commission too, right?
They're on board with different functions that we're doing. These are all wonderful organizations that support all our local artists and support the growth of the arts here. You know, in this day and age, you know, when there's so much beauty in the world, you know, one thing I see throughout my travels is pointed out all the distinct things in our cultures and languages and cuisines and whatnot that make us different and unique, wonderful people. But I also am drawn to the commonalities that we have, you know, having traveled all over the world through Africa and Europe and Asia and, you know, parts in between. And so I think really we should give more credit to these arts organizations that are doing, I wouldn't call it thankless, but I'd say jobs that are, you know, maybe underappreciated a bit, because, you know, art brings beauty into all of our lives and it draws us together more.
Again, the show is Different Heavens, now through August 22nd at the Thomas Stevens Gallery, thomasstevens.com for more on the gallery, siayazdanfar.com for more on Sia and his work. You can see some of the photos there as well. We'll have links to both of those on our website, chapelborough.com. And the artist reception is this Thursday, August 5th, from 5 to 7 p.m. Definitely head up there and check it out. Meet both Tom and Sia, hear them speak, and echoing Tom, to talk about just how much Sia cares about his work. I remember speaking with you on the phone just a couple of days ago, and I think I remember you saying, well, let me just give you the 30-second summary, and 5 minutes later was when you were just like really ramping up, and I was like, this is a really, really special exhibit. And I hadn't seen any of the photographs yet, but just hearing you speak and the passion that you have for your work is infectious. It's great.
Thank you.
Yeah. And again, Different Heavens is the exhibition. Thursday, August 5th, 5 to 7 p.m. is the artist reception. Tom Stevens, Sia Yazdanfar, thank you both so much for being with us. And I'm looking forward to getting up to the gallery and actually seeing this live in person.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you. Have a great day.